The Patriarch of Russia's Orthodox Church has a residence inside the Kremlin. The church depends heavily on government funding. When mass protests broke out this winter, few people expected sympathy from the church. So Patriarch Kirill's January message came as a shock. He warned Prime Minister Vladimir Putin not to be deaf to the protesters.
If the authorities remain insensitive to protests, this is a very bad sign, a sign of the authorities' inability to adjust. The authorities should adjust themselves, among other things, by perceiving signals from outside.
With the Orthodox Church claiming 80 million followers in Russia, the Patriarch wants to keep the National Church above partisan politics. Roman Lukin, a religion analyst in Moscow, says Kirill's January message is important.
This interview showed that the Patriarch positioned himself as a mediator. In his opinion, the church should be standing above the fight.
After this big rally in December, opposition leader Alexei Navalny asked the church to mediate between the opposition and Mr. Putin. Last week, Navalny met with a church leader to start a dialogue. Meanwhile, the Patriarch wants to avoid the kind of radicalization that led to the communist revolution almost one century ago.
This is the main message to the authorities and the main message to the people. They need to be able to express disagreement, not to yield to provocations, and not to destroy the country. We have fully exhausted the capacity for disunity. We have no more right to disunite. And the authorities should correct the course through dialogue and listening to society.
Before becoming Patriarch, Kirill served for a decade as church spokesman. Now he asks all parishes to create internet homepages to better communicate with believers. Prav Mir, the main Orthodox site, now bubbles with blogs and sermons, some critical of Russia's rampant corruption. Reverend Dmitry Sverdlov won a wide audience for blogging about last month's parliamentary elections, a vote that sparked the current protest movement.
It is not clear what is the best way to deal with those problems, considering how big the country is and how many different interests it has. And this is the main question, how not to destroy what we have, and at the same time, how to make it better.
Presidential elections are set for March 4. Protests may continue. If the Russian winter becomes a Russian spring, a key mediating role may be in store for the nation's 1,000-year-old church. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.